Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know what we do here, right?
Yeah, we take your sources.
We dig in deep.
And pull out all the juicy bits.
Right, and today's Deep Dive is all about sleep.
Ooh.
More specifically, the return policy for the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid Mattress.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we found this article from Mattress Advisory.
Okay.
And I think this is a pretty important topic because buying a mattress is a big decision.
It is a huge investment.
It is a huge investment for your sleep, for your health, for your wallet.
All that.
So we need to know what we're getting into before we click that buy button.
Absolutely. Like, gotta protect ourselves.
Yeah.
Gotta know what the deal is.
Exactly. So let's just jump right in.
Let's do it.
Okay, the first thing that jumped out at me in this article was the 120-night trial period.
Wow, that's a long time.
Right, it's like 4 months.
Yeah, you really get to know the mattress.
You really get to know the mattress. Is that like a standard thing in the mattress world, or is that...
It's definitely on the longer end of the spectrum.
Yep.
The industry standard is closer to like 100 nights, so this is definitely a generous offer from Brooklyn Bedding.
Interesting. I mean, it makes sense to give people more time to try it out.
Absolutely.
But 120 nights, that's a long time.
It is.
Can you really return it after sleeping on it for that long?
Well, that's where the 30-night break-in period comes into play.
Right, the break-in period.
And they want you to really give the mattress a chance, you know, let your body adjust.
Yeah, I've definitely had mattresses that I thought I hated at first.
Oh, yeah.
And then after a couple weeks...
You break them in.
You break it in, you're like, okay, this is actually pretty good.
It's like a new pair of shoes.
Exactly.
You gotta break them in.
So 30 nights to break it in, and then after that point...
Yeah.
Is it like a no questions asked kind of return?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
But there are a couple of things to keep in mind.
Okay.
The article mentions that you need to keep the mattress in good condition.
That makes sense.
You know, no stains, no rips, no damage.
So you can't, like, host a paintball tournament on it.
Yeah, or have, like, a bonfire on the mattress and expect to return it.
Right, right. No bonfires on the mattress.
Maybe.
Maybe keep the s'mores off the bed.
Oh, the s'mores.
Yeah.
But what about accidents? Like, let's say, you know, hypothetically speaking, my cat decides that the mattress is the perfect scratching post.
Oh, no.
Or, you know, maybe I spill a glass of red wine while I'm enjoying a late-night snack in bed.
That's a classic.
I mean, these things happen, right?
They do happen. Life happens.
So what happens then?
Well, that's why a good mattress protector is your best friend.
Okay, a mattress protector.
They can save you a lot of headaches and potentially a lot of money.
Yeah, I've actually learned that lesson the hard way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's just say coffee and a brand new mattress.
Oh.
Not a good mix.
Not a good mix at all.
So, okay, let's say I've been a good mattress owner. I followed all the rules. It's in good condition. What's the actual return process like?
Okay.
Do I have to, like, wrestle this giant thing?
Down the stairs and ship it back myself.
So you're in luck because Brooklyn Bedding handles all of that for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just contact their customer service.
Yeah.
And they arrange for a third-party company to come and pick it up right from your home.
That's pretty convenient.
It is very convenient.
But there's got to be a catch, right?
Well...
Like some kind of crazy... transportation fee or something.
There is a fee.
Okay.
But it's not unreasonable. It's a flat $99 for pickup and disposal.
Okay, $99.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's not too bad considering they're taking care of everything.
Right, exactly. And think about it. Have you ever tried to get rid of an old mattress?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's bulky, it's awkward, it's heavy.
You gotta like fold it in half.
Yeah.
And then it like springs back at you.
And then good luck getting it down the stairs or into your car.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think that $99 fee is actually pretty reasonable when you consider the alternative.
Yeah, for sure. It's worth it for the convenience.
Plus, it's probably cheaper than hiring movers or renting a truck.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, I'd say that's a pretty fair deal.
Okay, so we talked about the return process.
Hmm.
But what about the mattresses themselves?
What do you mean?
Like, what happens to them after they're returned?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. The article mentions something about sustainability.
Right. They said that Brooklyn Bedding is committed to being eco-friendly.
Yeah. So I'm curious to know what that actually looks like in practice.
Me too. Let's dig into that.
Okay. So first of all, if a mattress is returned and it's still in good condition, they try to donate it to local charities and shelters.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. It's a win-win. You know, the mattress gets a second life and it helps people in need.
Do they mention which charities they work with?
I don't think the article went into specifics, but they did say that they partner with organizations that align with their values.
Okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, they're not just dumping mattresses on any random charity.
Good to know.
But what about the mattresses that aren't in good enough shape to be donated?
Yeah, what happens to those?
Well, in those cases, they try to recycle the materials.
Really, you can recycle a mattress.
Yeah, apparently you can. They work with partners who specialize in breaking down the mattresses and separating out the different components.
Like the metal and the foam.
Yeah, and even the fabric.
Huh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. It's amazing how much stuff can be recycled these days.
It really is. It makes you realize how much waste we generate.
Yeah, and especially with big, bulky items like mattresses, it's important to find ways to dispose of them responsibly.
Absolutely. So it sounds like Brooklyn Bedding is really making an effort to be sustainable.
Yeah, they're definitely walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Which I think is really important.
Yeah, it's definitely a plus in my book.
Okay, so we've talked about the return process and what happens to the return mattresses.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the reasons why people are returning these mattresses in the first place.
Okay, good point.
Is it because there's something wrong with them, or is it something else?
Well, according to the article, most of the returns are actually due to personal preference, not because of any defects or quality issues.
Oh, really? So it's not like the mattresses are falling apart or anything?
No, not at all. It's more about finding the right fit for your individual needs.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like the most common reasons cited were firmness level,
okay,
edge support, and even things like allergy sensitivities.
Ah, so it's all about that Goldilocks factor.
Exactly. It's got to be just right.
You know, not too firm, not too soft.
Yeah, and everyone's just right is different.
Right. What feels great to me might feel terrible to you.
Precisely. And that's why this trial period is so important.
120 nights.
It gives you plenty of time to really live with the mattress and figure out if it's truly the right fit for you.
But what if you like the mattress overall, but you just need like a slight tweak?
What do you mean?
Like maybe you need a different firmness level or something.
Well, Brooklyn Bedding actually has an option for that.
Right.
Really? Yeah, you can exchange the mattress for a different firmness level or even a completely different model.
Wow, so you could try out a bunch of different ones.
Within that same 120 night window.
That's pretty awesome. It shows that they're really committed to customer satisfaction.
It does, and it also brings up an interesting point about how return policies can actually influence purchasing decisions.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean?
Well, think about it. When you know that you have a generous trial period and a hassle-free return process, it makes you feel more confident about making a purchase.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you know that if you don't like it, you can always return it or exchange it.
So it's like a safety net.
Exactly, and it minimizes the risk.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah, and for Brooklyn Bedding, it's a sign of confidence in their product.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're so sure you'll love this mattress that we're willing to give you 120 nights to try it out.
Exactly, and if you don't love it, no worries, just send it back.
So it's not just about customer service, it's also a smart business strategy.
Absolutely, it's a way to build trust with customers.
And remove that fear of buyer's remorse.
Exactly.
I mean, I know I've definitely hesitated to buy things online.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried I won't be able to return them if I don't like them.
I feel that.
But when a company has a good return policy.
Yeah.
It makes me feel a lot more comfortable about taking the plunge.
Exactly. It's like a vote of confidence from the company.
It makes you wonder how many other companies could benefit from adopting a similar approach.
Right. Like, why not offer a generous trial period and make it super easy for people to return or exchange things?
It seems like a win-win for everyone.
It does. The customer feels more confident about buying.
And the company builds trust. And potentially even increases sales.
Exactly. It's all about creating a positive customer experience. It really is. It's like they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And for a big purchase like a mattress, that's really important.
It is. It takes away that fear of making the wrong decision.
So I guess what we're learning here is that a good return policy is more than just about handling returns.
Right. It's about the whole customer experience.
It can influence our buying decisions.
It can build trust.
And even reflect a company's value.
Absolutely. It's all connected.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about returning the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid Mattress.
I think so.
We talked about the trial period.
The return process.
The sustainability aspect.
And even the psychology behind it all.
Right. So before we wrap things up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we should touch on?
I think we've pretty much covered it all.
Okay, great. So to our listeners out there.
Yeah.
We want to leave you with this thought.
Okay, hit us.
Does knowing about this consumer-friendly return policy.
You know, with the emphasis on convenience and flexibility.
Does that make you more or less likely to try a new mattress?
Or any product for that matter.
That's a good question to ponder.
It is. It really makes you think about how much a return policy can influence our buying decisions.
For sure. It's not just about the fine print. It's about peace of mind.
Exactly. And sometimes that peace of mind can be the deciding factor in whether we take a chance on something new.
Well said, well, everyone. That's our deep dive into the Brooklyn Betting Signature Hybrid Return Policy.
You just dug deep.
We dug deep, and hopefully you found it informative and maybe even a little bit empowering.
I hope so.
So until next time, sleep well.
And sweet dreams.